Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is a little segment we like to call
Hormones and Boys.
Or Hormones and Traitors. When you make a risky bet, you can feel the adrenaline. When the bet goes bad, you can feel the loser juices in your gut. Add up all the risky bets and safe bets, and you've got the modern trading economy. Add up all the juices, and you've got quite a hormonal soup coursing through the markets. Well, John Coates was once a trader at Deutsche Bank, and on a particularly riotous day, thought hard about the connection between hormones and market fluctuations. So he eventually ditched investment banking, went to the University of Cambridge, and designed a study to look at levels of testosterone and cortisol in traders. John, good morning, and what did you find?
Well, we went in with a big hypothesis, and that was that these two steroids were, at extreme levels, were exaggerating market moves, maybe destabilizing the financial system. The study, of course, couldn't test for a hypothesis that big, so we were looking at something much more specific. We just wanted to see whether these two steroids were actually responding to profit and loss in the markets and to volatility. And what we found was that when these traders, we sampled steroids from traders over a two-week period, 17 of them. And we found that when they had high testosterone in the morning, they made considerably more money for the rest of the day than they did on days when they had low testosterone. And equally, when the volatility of their trading results went up and the volatility of the market went up, then their cortisol went up.
So what do you think is going on here? Does the testosterone help them in their predictive skills, or does it help them actually pull the trigger when they're faced with a risky decision?
That's an excellent question. We don't know. Right now, we don't know. We've got a correlation, or rather a prediction, but the effect of testosterone on the brain that study is in its infancy. We think, based on some previous work, both with animals and humans, that it may increase their confidence, it might increase their risk preferences, might increase search persistence, and possibly cognitive speed, but not accuracy.
You know, economists like to talk about risk aggregation and that there are points in the market where everybody takes a certain risk, and when that risk accumulates to too high a point, the market can collapse, there can be bubbles that burst, that sort of thing. How do you think this manifests itself? And I know it's speculative, but how do you think it manifests itself on a macro scale?
Well, we think, and I mean, that's why we started the research in the first place, was to answer questions like that. We think that during market rallies, we think testosterone goes up with a gain in the market. In fact, that's one of the results of the study. And as it goes up, as you're winning money, it shifts your risk preferences. And if everyone were to get into sync, as they would during a bubble, we think these steroids can actually start rising quite quickly in your body and shifting your risk preferences quite dramatically towards more risk-taking, and we think that can lead to a bubble.
So what do we do? We, like, change the shift right at that point in the trading and get a lot of old men in there, or maybe some grandmothers, or
play
a lot of show tunes during the trading day?
Well, in the olden days, I think you had pretty seasoned trading managers who would recognize the signs and would tell people to go home at the appropriate points. I don't know. I think you can. It's not hard. We were doing some fairly sophisticated assay work on these steroids, but you don't really need to. A good trading manager just take one look at these traders and say, "Look, stop it."
It's the bulging eyes and the swagger.
John, quick question for you. Can't you take these results, though, and extrapolate it to any stressful, high stressful job, whether you're a surgeon or whether you're a construction worker, that surge of adrenaline keeps you focused, allows you to plow through whatever anxiety or doubt you might have?
Well, I mean, adrenaline's a very different hormone from testosterone. It's a very short-acting hormone. It only lasts a few minutes in your body. And it's generally responds in your body when you're faced with a challenge. Getting a testosterone high is very different from getting an adrenaline high.
You know, I think this is a pretty fascinating result, because I usually think this stuff, quite frankly, is a lot of malarkey. Were you surprised at the result you got here? That it was seemingly so definitive?
You mean that the stats were just incredibly strong? Yeah, it was. Yes, I was. I was expecting preliminary data for a larger study. Every statistical result is significant to three decimal places, and the effect sizes are large. So I was just surprised by that. The other thing that really surprised me, and I think it's important to point out, is this connection we found between high morning testosterone levels and better trading results for the rest of the day. That sort of conjures up image of testosterone-driven cavemen on the trading floor.
Yeah, it does, actually, in fact.
They're just not like that at all. These guys, they were poker-faced and tight-lipped and got angry less than normal people. You'd never guess that this was going on. And if you had to compare them to anybody in another field, I would compare them to like a Roger Federer, a Tiger Woods, someone who's just extremely skilled at doing this job and is very controlled about it.
I'm sorry, John, but there's someone with a lot of estrogen who's telling me that I have to
move
wrap this
on.
Up and move on here in the studio. But John, that's fascinating. That's really, really great. I love that scientific study. I'd love to hear where you're going to take this, but we'll talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's John Coates of the University of Cambridge, studying cortisol and testosterone in traders. And why do we have to wrap that up? I thought that was very, very interesting. Okay.